hot summer in Tokyo is even more stifling this year. A power shortage means air conditioners are being switched off. As temperatures build to the mid-30s centigrade, bosses have ordered workers to abandon their normally ubiquitous jackets and ties. Companies and households are being asked to slash power consumption by 15%. Latest figures show the Japanese are complying. Electricity demand has so far peaked at only 88% of supply.
At my company, they're trying to reduce power consumption by 30%, not 15%. The air conditioning has been turned down, the lights are kept low, and at lunchtime, everything is turned off altogether.
The impact of the earthquake made the Japanese economy fall. But Tohoku is gradually recovering, so the economy has gotten over the worst of it. We are having a tough time because of the strength of the yen, but I believe things will slowly get better.
Following the meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant, 38 other reactors were taken offline, pending tests on their capability to withstand natural disasters. That, together with the damage done by the tsunami, has hit businesses hard. Car-making giant Toyota has just announced losses of $1.4 billion for the financial quarter following the quake. However, company spokesman Paul Nolasco says the outlook is positive.
In March, we are basically not making cars. So not only have our production facilities gotten back pretty much to pre-quake levels, from next month, we pretty much aim to be going even above that. And to really make that comeback.
Toyota and other car makers are closing on Thursdays and Fridays instead of weekends to try to help balance power demand. Toyota has also announced plans to open a new factory in Tohoku, the region hit by the tsunami.
Eventually that plant will grow much larger, so we will have a complete production base eventually in Tohoku, from engines to cars, everything in between. Tohoku has been really, really good to us in terms of the ethic of the workforce, the really ingenious, hardworking people, highly skilled labor, and that's one reason we've been able to get back on our feet.
Japan's economy contracted by 3.5% in the first quarter of 2011, re-entering recession. There are hopes of a revival as the reconstruction effort stimulates demand. Supply chains are recovering. Sendai Port, devastated by the tsunami, is again welcoming ships from the Pacific. But some analysts disagree, citing a weak government and a strong yen as negative factors. Fears of contamination from the Fukushima nuclear plant have also led to both the Japanese and overseas governments banning some food products from the region. Meanwhile, futuristic Tokyo is being forced to survive on rationed power, a situation that utilities warn could last into next year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.